98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, I'm not sure if any of us needed Met Aaron to confirm this for us, but January was extremely wet. Dublin experienced its second wettest month since 1948.
Oh my gosh.
So for the first time since 1948, it was the wettest January. Also the wettest month across the whole country since 2018. It rained for 22 of the 31 days in January.
Stop.
I feel, in my mind, it only started raining kind of recently, like for the, maybe the last like kind of week or
yeah.
two. But for 22 of the 31 days in January, it rained.
Do you know what? I think we all suspected that, but then when you hear it, you know, that officially...
Does that mean we'll get really good fruit and veg later on this year?
Well, we hope and pray, Brendan. Today, just looking at the forecast, it is going to be lashing. That weather warning's in place until 3 p.m, did you say?
At 3 p.m. now, yeah.
Yeah, because it was meant to be 12 o'clock, like, so midday yesterday to midday today, but it's been extended, so very wet out there. I'd imagine lots of people are going to be working from home today.
Yeah, I mean, between the rain and it being Friday. You know.
This is it, Brendan. This is it. But there, like, when I'm looking at the few days ahead, because I was chatting to my taxi driver this morning and he said a passenger told him, oh, it's raining for the next week. But when I actually clicked in, do you know when it has a chance of rain?
Yeah.
Like, tomorrow's looking like there's not too much rain forecast, okay? So that's
We're
good.
We're due a break.
And Sunday, I can see a little bit of sun peeking through.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So once you get a break now...
I mean, there could only
it's not the worst.
There could only be so much rain in the clouds. Come on.
This is it. Something else very exciting that's happening today, the Winter Olympics kickoff.
I only became aware of this an hour ago.
Yes.
I kind of didn't realise it was
I know we
today.
Did speak a while ago how the two main cast members from Heated Rivalry, how they had been part of the relay for lighting
for
the torch.
Carrying the torch, yeah.
So I think I thought maybe it had started already.
Yeah, I don't
Forgive
know.
Forgive me. Yes. Well, apparently Mariah Carey is set to sing as part of the opening ceremony.
Stop it.
Yeah, a while ago there were reports that she was doing some gig in the Amazon rainforest.
Yes, we never saw or heard anything about it.
And now I'm starting to think, was that AI?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was that a fake news story?
I'm already seeing later on then if Mariah's performing the opening ceremony, she's going to be in some glam ski suit, like a very, you know,
with jewels all over it,
yeah,
and maybe like a light dusting of silver eyeshadow, a bit of sparkle,
My
gosh, and a frosted lip,
lovely.
Oh, but I cannot wait to see Mariah Carey. Well, she's not performing on her own; she's set to be joined by Andrea Bocelli.
Oh yeah,
okay, and expected that they're going to sing an Italian global hit called Voler.
I can't say I'm familiar by the title, but maybe I'll know it to hear it.
So that song, right, for a bit of history, and I love that our producer Russell, who's such a big Eurovision fan, he knows all everything about it. This was Italy's Eurovision entry in 1958.
Okay.
That song, and it's been covered from, or by, I should say, lots of people since, including David Bowie, Dean Martin, and Barry White, and now Andrea Bocelli and Mariah Carey are set to cover Valer.
It's a who's who.
Yeah, I must listen to that song now. So when I hear it come on later on in the TV, I'll go, oh, wait, hang on, stop talking, Valera is on.
There's a bit of a controversy about the Winter Olympics and I'll have details on that later on this morning in Brendan's bit.
I look forward to that, Brendan.
It is hilarious. it's nothing like you'd expect. But I'm really interested to watch like sports. Like I always hear them talking about it in Off the Ball. The luge, I don't know what that is.
What's luge?
I have no idea. It's a sport in the Winter Olympics.
Okay, well, we'll learn a lot about all
the
different sports.
And the slalom as well.
Yeah, and there is Ireland have a 4-athlete team.
Go on.
Cross country skier Thomas Maloney Westgaard is set for his third games.
Go on, Thomas.
So go on, Ireland, at the Winter Olympics, and go on, Mariah.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning and congratulations to Monica and Lucan, who says, my little win is after 4 attempts, I finally passed my driving test.
Yay, Monica, congratulations.
Go on, Monica. Beep,
what a relief.
Beep. Love that for you. And Jay and Sword says, my little win is I brought my 3-year-old to the cinema last night for the first time.
Oh, very nice.
I still remember going to the cinema for the first time. Well, maybe it wasn't the first time, but I remember one of my first times going to see The Lion King.
Yeah, in the cinema.
In the cinema, yeah.
I remember seeing some Nickelodeon film called Snow Day.
Oh.
Niche, guys.
Yeah, very.
I remember going for the first time without parents. I think it might have been Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan.
That's a great one.
So good.
My first one without an adult was Godzilla.
Oh!
Like, very not me.
So
So random.
Godzilla.
You rebelling as a teenager. Here's Steph.
Morning, guys. My little win is we're off to Scotland to see family tomorrow. Have a great weekend.
Oh, Steph, lovely stuff. Enjoy your break.
Have a ball.
Jean's been on.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win today is that League of Ireland back today. Come on, the Hoops. Come on, Shamrock Rovers. And they're also a Barry Dunn split team as well. Happy Friday, happy weekend.
Jean, go on.
Go on, Jean.
Yeah.
Love that. I love that she knows they're Barry's team.
I'm
going
to say that to Barry later when I see him in the office.
Yeah. Well, how do you know? Jean told me.
Here's Sarah and Ballymun.
Morning, guys. My big little win is that I actually woke up before my alarm this morning.
Woo.
After missing it yesterday, so that's a big win today. Thanks, guys.
Sarah, that's very impressive because you know when it's raining outside as well.
Yeah, that's dark.
I woke up this morning and I had to have a moment to myself and say, it's not Saturday.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know.
Get up.
Yeah, get up, love. Get in there. Here's Lisa in Crumlin.
Hey, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win today is that my one and only boy, Sean, turns 9. So it's all celebrations in our house today.
Oh, happy birthday
to
Sean.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Enjoy all the celebrations, Lisa. And here's Paul and Blanche.
Morning, guys. My little win this morning is one, it's Friday.
Woo!
Happy Friday. And two, doing a sauna and cold plunge later in this weather. But the sauna is going to be amazing. Can't wait for it.
Oh, it really is.
Lovely.
Oh, maybe I do a sauna this weekend, Paul.
Yeah,
you've inspired me.
Watching the waves.
Guys, thank you all so much for sharing your little win. We're going to send you all out a 98FM water bottle.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glitz and glamour.
Sequins and feathers.
And a splash of confusion.
98FM.
Happy Friday and welcome to your favourite game on the radio. It is Matchy Matchy, your chance to win massive prizes by sending either Rebecca or myself to our very impressive soundproof booth.
Lovely.
And trying to say the same three words as us. Here's AI Us with all the details.
We're not real, but these prizes are...
Win a motor racing voucher.
A cheese board and a candle.
A Dyson Airwrap.
A 200 euro grocery voucher.
A soup maker.
A pair of traitor's cloaks.
A massage gun.
A morning with alpacas.
And with Valentine's approaching...
Oh, yes.
Grab your lover for a dinner for two.
Ooh.
At a top Dublin restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Ooh la la.
Like, what incredible prizes.
Yeah, I'd love to win them.
Fingers crossed today is the day. And good morning to Ian and Donna Bate, who's just had breakfast. Ian, what was on the menu?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
And the kids had chocolate Weetabix and peanut butter toast.
Chocolate Weetabix? Does it come in a chocolate flavour or do you add that yourself?
So it's little bits of chocolate and Weetabix.
Oh, very good.
Delicious.
Lovely.
Must give that a try.
You'd need a treat of a Friday morning, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Ian, what are you guys doing for the weekend? Any nice plans?
We have no plans, depending on whether my son Jack is supposed to have a football match and a taekwondo competition, and my daughter Olivia is supposed to have Irish dancing.
Oh my gosh,
just
sorry.
They're flat out.
The talent in that
Jack
family.
Jack and Olivia, very talented. Ian, so yourself, Jack and Olivia are in the kitchen listening this morning. Do you listen to Matchy Matchy most mornings?
Every morning we do, yeah.
Oh, every morning.
Thank you for listening. Have you had a discussion about who you'd like to play with?
We have. Who would you like to play with, kids? Rebecca.
Rebecca.
You're off to the soundproof booth.
I have my one trip this week. Here we go. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy for a Friday. Bam. Okay, Ian, Jack and Olivia, are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
We are ready.
Okay, your first word is low.
Low as in R-O-W.
Low, L-O-W.
Low. Hi.
You're going to say hi? Your second word is tomato.
Sauce.
Tomato. Sauce. And your third word is photo.
Photo frame.
After low, you said hi. You're saying tomato sauce and photo frame. Ian, are we locking them in?
We're locking them in.
Said with confidence. The words are locked in and we're getting Rebecca back to the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that?
Yeah, a sequined cape in there.
Oh, very nice. You can pop that on there for the Winter Olympics opening later on.
That's a bit of me.
Yeah, lovely. You and Mariah. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Ian this morning is low.
Low. Low. I'm going to say high.
Your second word is tomato.
Tomato soup.
And your third word is photo.
I'm stuck between two. I'm going to say photograph.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Ian, Jack and Olivia in Donabate this morning? Not this morning, guys.
I actually was like, I think this is it.
You both said low, high. So yeah. You were on the same page there. After tomato, the guy said sauce.
Yes, very good.
And they said photo frame.
Oh, I was going to say photo album as well.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Oh, guys, I'm so sorry we couldn't do it.
Thank you for listening every morning, though. And we're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
That's brilliant.
Have
Thank
a great weekend.
Bye,
cheers,
guys.
Ian. Bye, Jack. Bye, Olivia.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you're out on the road again this morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in the back of a 98FM Thunder. I have my super sniffer cape on, my blindfold beside me, ready to go to see if I can smell which side of the Liffey I'm on. But first, a bit of Brendan's bit for you. I know now, Reb, you'd be a bit superstitious and a little like, you know, a little woo-woo.
Very spiritual I am.
Very spiritual, yeah. But I'm wondering where you stand on this first story.
Right.
A section of road in a neighbourhood in Shanghai has become the scene of an unusually high number of car crashes.
Oh dear.
Right?
Yeah.
I know, it's awful, right? So locals were very confused for months on end when crash after crash after crash started to happen. And it was on a bend within an apartment complex, right?
Okay.
Now, in the end, things got so bad that an investigation had to be launched into what was going on.
Fair enough, that can't go on.
No, it can't. No, it's very unsafe. And it turned out one of the residents was to blame for every single crash.
Oh, gosh.
A woman obsessed with feng shui kept repositioning a convex traffic mirror.
Stop, a traffic mirror.
Home.
She was turning away from her.
She kept turning it away from her house because apparently she didn't want the mirror facing her front door.
It's meant to drain your energy when you sleep in a room with the mirror kind of facing you. I get it if it was in your own bedroom on a main road where there's traffic. No, I don't think she should have moved that now. That's highly illegal.
Her house, it's opposite the mirror, right? And she'd been moving it around to protect her peace. So it all started when she'd run a bad look and then she called in a feng shui master who told her that the mirror was to blame for everything that was going wrong in her life, right?
Oh, no.
So the thinking is it could scare away the god of fortune.
Mm.
And I mean, if there's anything we all want in our lives, it is the god of fortune.
True.
The management company then, they put in another mirror on the opposite side of the road. But she went out and she started moving that one as well.
I know, Brendan.
No, I know, yeah. So the two traffic mirrors, they now won't budge as they've been made solid with cement.
Well,
so,
I'm glad now. And I think, do you know what? I'm like, move house if it's that bad.
Yeah, if she has bad luck, so be it. But no more crashes.
No.
Finally, this Friday morning, if you recently became obsessed with heated rivalry, I come with great news. The Winter Olympics start today. So I would imagine there are loads of people who wouldn't normally watch the Winter Olympics, but might become obsessed over the next couple of weeks. So the games kick off in Milan today, and lots of winter sports, including bobsleigh, figure skating, and of course, ice hockey.
Yes!
We're so giddy for this. But there was another sport, or there is another sport at the Winter Olympics, I should say, that I'd like to talk about this morning. And that is ski jumping.
Ski jumping. Yeah. So that's when they have to go off a ledge kind of and see who goes the longest.
Yeah. There's a problem.
Oh.
Crotch enhancements.
What?
It has become such a scandal that it's been nicknamed Crotchgate.
Oh no, Brendan.
So some athletes have been accused of giving themselves bigger bulges.
Oh, is this after the Olympics last year?
Yeah, no. So the idea with this is that a fuller package means that ski jumpers have to be given a slightly bigger suit with more room.
Okay.
Which will allow them to get a better lift and maybe jump further.
Oh, so it will further their chance of success.
So reports suggest that some competitors have been stuffing, wait for this, dishcloths and sponges down their jocks. Some have even gone as far as to have injections of hyaluronic acid into their lad, right, which makes it bigger. And from what I've read on the internet, apparently it is, you know, safe and will subside over 18 months. So things have got so bad.
No, officials, like, if you'd be distracted by the pain of that, you wouldn't do well.
Yeah, I'm sure
with
you would. No, I wouldn't have thought so. So officials have increased use of 3D scanners for what they call pre-event measurements.
Right.
Okay. So if anyone's caught with any extras in their jocks, they'll be hit with a yellow card for the first time and a red card if it happens again. But as you mentioned there, we all saw what happened, that very well-endowed French pole vaulter at the Olympics last summer or the other summer. So, you know, bigger isn't always better.
No.
No. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Northside.
Who is it? It's 98FM's...
Oh my God.
Super Sniffer.
Well, what a week we have had with 98FM Super Sniffer, the Northside versus Southside edition. Every morning we have sent our Brendan out blindfolded and tasked him with guessing what side of the Liffey he's on, just going off the scent alone. Brendan has been killing it. Brendan, we have our faith in you now. Take a big whiff.
I'm ready. See, I'm getting a whiff of the hops from the Guinness storehouse from that direction. I'm on the north side.
In 3, 2, 1, take off your blindfold.
I'm on the north side!
On the north side!
Hello, I am wet. It is windy.
Oh,
I can't see a thing and I am completely clueless.
Take a big whiff.
Now, like, I don't know if I can smell the sea or if it's the rain I can smell. I'm going to say that I'm on the south side.
Can you confirm your location?
Oh my God, the water. Where? This is the south side. I'm at Grand Canal
Square.
You are
joking.
I'm at Grand Canal Square.
You
I'm not beside the
messing.
Sea.
Well, well done to our Brendan. But can he get 3 out of 3 this week? Let's cross over live. Brendan, hello.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you getting on?
I'm good. I'm stood outside in the rain and I'm blindfolded. Well, I mean, it's standard Friday for me, really.
Brendan, are you feeling confident?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, I've no idea where I am. Let's go for it. What has helped me the last 2 days is when I do my 360 spin to kind of just get a, you know, smell what's been blown into my face.
Yeah, it's like a power pose for you.
It is, yeah. So I need to do my 360 spin and I'm hoping I might get a clue then by the smell.
Okay, Brendan, do a spin and then take a big whiff.
There's someone wearing sweet perfume in my vicinity. Please move away. I think, lads, there's not much going on. I think I can smell a deli far away from there.
Okay.
But like, this morning I've nothing to go on.
Yeah.
There is a deli or a bakery or a centra specifically coming from there.
Right. Okay, Brendan, I'm going to ask you to take one last big whiff.
Yeah.
And tell us where you think you are.
I think I'm in... I'm on this... I think I'm on the south side.
Okay.
I think I'm in the yeah, I think
final
I'm on the south
answer,
side.
Final answer, south side. In 3, 2, 1, can you please remove your blindfold and tell us if that's correct? 3, 2, 1.
Yes!
Are you on the south side?
No, I love my work.
No, you're joking. You're outside 98FM.
Is there a Centra or a deli? What am I smelling?
Brendan,
I can see Bambino, but I don't think their ovens are on yet.
Congratulations. 3 out of 3. Your best score yet.
That's a joke.
On 98FM Super Sniffer. Now, will you go and get me a coffee? And maybe put
the
car back.
I'm going to find where I can smell a deli from.
Okay,
and I'll be back.
Chat to you and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well done, Brendan. What a week.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.